All right, it's 7:38 on a Tuesday morning. Donovan sitting in for George again today. We're going to have some fun with audio here. And I'm going to introduce you to the new Anupama. This is from Jeopardy about a week ago. And it's always great when you have the three eggheads on the set as contestants and a sports topic comes up. Because we get some really great answers. So this is what happened on Jeopardy when they got a sports question a few nights ago.
Joel Embiid in 2019 won the trademark for this nickname of his that also describes the 76ers' strategy of improving the team. Paul.
What is do a 180?
No. Margaret or Mike? What is the process?
Listen again and listen how fast Alex says no.
Joel Embiid in 2019 won the trademark for this nickname of his that also describes the 76ers' strategy of improving the team. Paul.
What is do a 180?
No. What is the process?
Nope.
That's their strategy for improving the team. to do a 180.
Yeah. Oh, that'll do it.
So Joel Embiid has now embraced his new nickname, Do a 180. In fact, when you go to his basketball reference page, his nicknames are listed, The Process and Do a 180. And so he tweeted a video of him from high school where he gets the ball on a break, but he gets too far under the basket so he can't even try to dunk it or lay it up. So he does a 180 behind the backboard and throws the ball back into play. And he changed his name, I think briefly, it may still be, his official Twitter name is Joel Do a 180 Embiid. So that's really funny. But of course, we need to all rise and face the East and bow and listen to the greatest Jeopardy sports moment ever.
NFL Teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin. Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Less than a minute.
Running mate.
Good.
NFL Teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL Team 6.
Running back, Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne?
No.
Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
No,
I'm sorry.
Just, he's so disgusted because it was building. I'd forgotten how it built up because nobody was able to get any of the answers related to sports.
And you see the categories at home. I used to watch Jeopardy all the time. Didn't know anything. But when it came to sports, I'm yelling at them like, come on.
Yeah.
How stupid are you? And then they'll have a answer. I have no idea what they're talking about. It is funny to see them struggle with something that you know a ton about and they have zero idea.
And yeah, Anupama, you're right, exactly. Why are you screaming at them for that right, when they're schooling you on so many right, other categories?
Like everything else, they're poetry. I don't know anything about poetry and they're just rattling off everything. But when it's as a subject that I know and they don't, they're the dumbest. I should be on that show.
Yeah.
No, I would get drilled on that show.
Anupama is the true miracle because she couldn't come up with a football team, but she came up with kind of an obscure baseball team.
Yeah, it wasn't the New York
Rockies.
Yankees.
Right.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Colorado Rocky.
You idiot.
And his response is, no, my God,
let's go
no.
Skiing again.
Yes, we need to hear from Colorado Rocky at 8:40 one day.
Beaver Creek.
All right, let's move on to the world of local television news. And this is making the rounds. This, I believe, is from a San Francisco or Oakland television station. It's 5 Eyewitness News. Now, the anchor is hosting solo, so that's how he's going to start. And I believe his partner is a woman. But it's funny if you imagine that his partner, whose name he will give you, is a man.
Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Gosh, I saw this.
So sorry about Dana. I mean, you're soldiering on doing the news. That is so brave of you.
Yes, and that was the headline. Do you lead with Dana is off tonight? No, it's Dana was killed tonight, if that was the case.
Right.
It'd be weird wording if that actually did happen to Dana and you worded it as he's off tonight because he was killed and set on fire on his birthday. At his birthday
celebrating,
party.
Yeah.
And now the news.
And now the news.
He didn't pause quite enough between telling us about Dana and the news story.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
And there are guys named Dana, so
yeah,
that
Dana
is
Garvey.
Possible, right. Oh, so sorry about Dana.
So I don't know if you've ever heard this story. It reminded me of a story my buddy told me. He lives in San Antonio, and they had a newscaster a long time ago named Jerry Grant. He was on Channel 12 down there. And Jerry Grant was off one night because he had a speaking engagement, he said, but he actually got arrested that night. And so they started their newscast. I can't remember what the female anchor's name was. Let's say Susan Smith. Good evening. Welcome to KSAT News. I'm Susan Smith. Jerry Grant has the night off. Our top story tonight, Jerry Grant was arrested on child indecency charges. The local KSAT 12 anchor
is
taking him to custody.
He was off tonight.
Right.
And the lead story is him being arrested.
That's how they started the newscast,
wow.
Though. He's off tonight. Our lead story, he was arrested tonight. All right. This also has been making the rounds. This was Brian Williams, estranged from NBC, now on MSNBC, I believe. Yes. And this is the danger of just looking at Twitter, and we've all fallen victim to this, looking at Twitter, seeing somebody tweet something, not really thinking about it, but being impressed and dazzled by the weight of the tweet, and then going with it on your national news broadcast. So Brian Williams is sitting there with this analyst, I believe, from the New York Times, talking about this political race and Michael Bloomberg.
When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics.
Oh, no.
The problem is...
She didn't even correct him?
No.
It's incredibly wrong is what it is.
He could have given each American $1, not $1 million.
Right. There's a big difference between those two figures.
Huge.
$1 and $1 million?
Yes.
But it didn't click. They just saw it on social media and thought, wow, what a stat, and then went with it.
I promise you, 30% of the people who saw that went, man, how sad is that?
And oh, yeah.
It didn't register that
right. That's
not correct.
Mm-hmm.
I may even go a little higher on that percentage until you think about it and go, wait, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Not a million. It's a dollar.
Well, and it's how it's presented, too. If you've got this network news anchor telling you this is unbelievable, look at this. Well, you think, okay, they've done the math for me. They've done the homework for me. Wow, that is incredible. So, yes, it happens. TV news anchors get fooled by things. Let us all rise and face the East now and bow. Very unfortunate prank that was pulled on this San Francisco anchor at the time of a plane crash. It was...
Oh,
Air
gosh.
China, Air Taiwan, something like that, a plane that went down in the San Francisco area, and someone got these fake names by the editor. They put it on the teleprompter, and the anchor read it.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing.
That is so bad. That is so bad.
So bad.
I can't believe that that aired.
The producer is on the phone, like, okay, say that name again.
Yeah, go ahead, repeat it. Uh-huh. Got it.
It's hot.
Sumting Wong, yes. Yes, got it. He's a captain, is he?
And
captain.
You say the NTSB has confirmed.
They confirmed it?
We're going to go with it.
Well, yeah, you say that you get the confirmation from the person who's giving you the names.
hang on. Give me that third one. Holy foo. Okay.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? I want to make sure.
The guy doing the prank had to spell them all out so they didn't sound weird to the person writing them down.
And after every name, she heard some muffled giggling. The guy covered the phone and laughed after each name he gave her.
The captain was Sumting Wong. Yes. Oh,
my God. It's so bad.
Sumting Wong, we too low. Ho Lee Fook and Bang Dang Ow.
I could listen to that on a loop.
How did that happen?
10 hours straight and still laugh at it.
All right, that's fun with real audio.
Oh, man.
It's 7:48 on the ticket. Coming up in just 3 minutes, baseball's existential crisis.